Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision. Good morning. Today is December 21st, 2015. And, you know, we're very close to the end of the year. Friday, I called Governor Jay Nixon's office to ask them why they have not passed a state of emergency. When I was talking to his media guy, some bumper music came in, and I got all freaked out, a little bit paranoid, thinking maybe somebody at the NSA did it. After the show, the producer sent me a message and said, oops, that might have been me. So I thought I'd just come back and do full disclosure. But the reason I really want to bring this up, more than apologizing for being so paranoid, is because I'm so paranoid. We live now in the age of vision, which actually our government is denying. You know, last Friday when I, a week ago Friday when I called the other representatives, they ended up on that very next day, Skype was disappeared from my computer. Now, was it an accident? I don't know. It was completely uninstalled from my computer. Was that an accident? I don't know. So when I called Governor Jay Nixon's office and that accident happened, I was a bit freaked out, to be honest. You know, I'm just an average citizen. I mean, really, honestly, I have a relatively conservative business. I help people with tax problems. So I'm not one of those who's an anarchist, doesn't believe in the government. In fact, as I'm an anti-nuke activist, you cannot imagine the comments I get from other activists who tell me my faith in the government is misled, that they don't care, they've screwed the pooch, we will never get any help. But you know what that relies on? That relies on everybody believing that decisions have already been made. And this is what brings me into the community of St. Louis today. You know, it's Christmas week, and since I adopted St. Louis, I have been wanting to interview people from the community so that maybe we can use these airwaves to change the hearts and minds of those decision makers who are firmly withholding help, desperate help needed to the people of St. Louis. I actually decided, last week I went on vacation, I went and actually visited my girlfriend of, we've been friends for over 30 years, 34 years, we met when our babies were young, I mean really young, infants. I have not seen her in 26 years, and I don't know, I found a cheap ticket online and decided to go for it. I've never really taken a vacation. I've been a working mom all my life since my children left home. I tend to help a lot of people out financially. So I never really traveled myself. Taking vacations is not a priority for myself. But, you know, when I was traveling, it really stunned me. Nobody in New Orleans even knew about Fukushima. They're eating fish. They're eating seafood. They have no concept. They're right up the road from St. Louis. Nobody knew about the plight of St. Louis. I thought it was because I'm living on the West Coast, that it's not reported and that nobody really knows about it. But for goodness sakes, they're right on the Mississippi, right down the road from St. Louis. That kind of hurt my feelings, to be honest. And I had plenty of time to pursue interviews, but I had talked to a couple of people who thought maybe they would want to be interviewed and have not called me back. And then I thought, you know, it's Christmas, for goodness sakes. People don't want to go on the air and start talking about what's happening to them. I do have some good news, though. There is a gentleman who I probably will be interviewing next Monday that has ideas and ways to help. He's done a lot of study on his own. He lives in St. Louis. He's talking about helping us understand remediation plants so you can fill your landscape up and your house with plants that help absorb radiation, which I think is a great idea. I frankly had never heard of it. So I thought today, because I couldn't bring myself to really pursue people that had talked to me earlier about being on today because it is Christmas. I mean, this is a time where we close out the year, we wrap things up, regardless of your religion. And actually, if you are a Christian, this is a special time of year for, you know, all three of the Judaic religions. And this is a time when people give reverence and we turn our face to God and we're just grateful for our lives. And I just, to be honest, it didn't feel right for me to pursue people this week. So I decided, and I don't know if this is even more harsh, but I decided what I'm going to do is go to the two Facebook pages that I have learned about that actually caused me to adopt this cause on the radio show. Coldwater Creek, Just the Facts, Please, and the Westlake Landfill Facebook page. And both of those pages are with citizens of St. Louis will post their information and talk, invent and come up with ideas. It's a way for the community to join together and figure out something. I mean, what they're trying to do is knock their heads together and figure out how to get the government to actually care about them. But, you know, I've been doing this anti-nuclear stuff for about 2.5 years now. I'm a newbie in the anti-nuke industry. I mean, super newbie. And honestly, I am stunned the more I learn about it. There's several ideas that I'm just like dumbfounded with. And one of them is the complete compliance of our elected officials, the complete compliance with the nuclear industry of just ignoring this plight. Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt, Congressman William Lacey Clay, have all, and what was it, Congresswoman Ann Wagner, you know. Congressman Clay and Congresswoman Wagner produced some legislation. The two senators, they're identical legislations, basically, and all of you in St. Louis know this, getting the Army Corps of Engineers to take over from the EPA, who really, through gross negligence, have could care less and have caused many of these cancers. But the bottom line is, both of those pieces of legislation, the number two clause in the legislation has a cost savings factor. You know what the cost savings factor is, folks? Cost savings means there is no liability, past, present, or future, from anybody who has been involved in this through gross negligence, intentional, willful, gross negligence. Nobody's going to be held accountable. And this is the legislation we are forced to sign. We are forced to support and get behind because if we don't do it, there's not going to be any help at all. And why is that language there in this bill? To can leave everybody 100% unaccountable, which is exactly what's happening at every single nuclear power plant throughout our entire nation and has since the beginning, since 1957, when the Price-Anderson Act was first passed as a piece of legislation. And my own senator, when he was a brand new senator, God bless him, Jeff Merkley, had prepared a piece of legislation to modify it so that people who knowingly and intentionally and willfully cause gross negligence in the nuclear industry that causes harm to people will be held accountable. And you know who blocked that legislation from even getting voted on? My own, quote, liberal senator, his co-senator from his own state, Ron Wyden, and Kentucky Senator, who is the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell. They didn't even let it get to the floor of the Senate. So these people in St. Louis are going through the shock that I have gone through over the last 2 years. The utter shock. You know, when I interviewed Kay Dry the other day, a week ago, she said, well, those of us who've been in the nuclear industry are used to the slow train because things take a long time. I contend that we must change that mindset. We don't have time. We have people dying in St. Louis and around every single nuclear power plant. And St. Louis is just extreme. That's all. I mean, this is an extreme case because people were moved in within 1 mile of a nuclear waste site. I mean, if I were in St. Louis, to tell you the truth, what I would do, I would gather up people and have sit-ins. I would pack up a tent, pack up some food, and plant myself on your congressman and your senator's doorsteps at their offices and say, we're not leaving until you create some legislation to help remediate the families and move the families who have identified themselves as having to need to leave. So I thought today what I'd do to bring this point home, since I really, it's Christmas, folks. Like, I'm not going to interview someone to talk about how horrible they've been affected. We all know. The reason I'm asking them to air their opinions is so we get it out on the airway, so people listening to this around the world understand that the gross negligence and the compliance of our elected officials. Governor Jay Nixon's office refuses to pass the state of emergency so we could get federal funds. From what I understand, I said 12,000 last Friday when I called in. Somebody on the Facebook page said, wasn't there more than 12,000 signatures? Frankly, I don't live in your community, and probably so. I attempted to get information from his office, and they said no. They would not speak to me on the air. I did call them after the show, and frankly, it was a little daunting. The gentleman answering the phone for the governor's office couldn't wrap their brains around the idea that I wanted something more than what they've done. Well, we're remediating, and it has to go through Congress is not enough of an answer. There are people living right next to this place. They're not going to clean it up and the health effects are going to stop. We're talking about a 70-year process. Phase three is going to take, what they say last week, 17 years, folks. Those children living right next to the Westlake Landfill and Coldwater Creek do not have 17 years. What we need is a state of emergency and the federal funds to be dragged out from, I think, the Department of Defense and the Department of Energy. Halliburton gets a little bit less of that money, and we move these people out. You know, to the people of St. Louis who don't know me, you know, I really am not a longtime anti-nuke activist. I came into this stumbling, and I feel very strongly as an American, and people tell me, well, stop identifying yourself as a citizen of America. You know what? I was raised to be proud to be an American. And I know I got brainwashed and gaslit. And gaslighting, folks, is a term that we use. The CIA actually uses this term in the FBI. Gaslighting is what an abuser does. Well, let me get you this exactly what it means, because I will be using this phrase quite a bit when we talk about what's going on in St. Louis, because all across America, we have all been gaslit. Gaslighting is a mild form of torture, to be honest. Let me read you what Wikipedia says. I know it's not the best citing. Any college student knows that you don't cite Wikipedia, but this gives us a good, it is a good interpretation of it. Gaslighting is a form of mental abuse in which information is twisted or spun, selectively omitted to favor the abuser, or false information is presented with the intent of making the victims doubt their own memory, perception, or sanity. Instances may simply range from the denial by the abuser that previous abuse incidents ever occurred, up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. Now, that is exactly how that they use this in social engineering. This is how they convince us that things that aren't true are true. This is how they're trying to tell us now, don't worry. Radiation. We're going to have to take a study of your children. The CDC needs to come in and we're going to study your kids and we need to know for sure that radiation causes it because we haven't done enough studies, which is a pack of lies. In the 1950s, Linus Pauling received a Nobel Peace Prize for his work that showed that radiation causes harm to babies in utero and to children. We know this for a fact. It is not, we need to study it. We know that if you live next to a nuclear dump site and it's leaking, your children are going to be affected at the least, if not every person near there. And this is so disingenuous for our elected officials to just take the low road. I mean, honestly, my mother used to say, when you lie down with dogs, it's easy to get fleas. And I'll tell you what, our elected officials are full of fleas. And it seriously is such an outrage. And I thought today, because I did not interview anybody or arrange an interview, that I would just go to the Facebook pages and read these posts of these beautiful people who are trying to scratch their heads and trying to figure out what? Why aren't we being helped right now? It's been over 5 years they've identified this situation. And now it's because they've taken the slow train. And those people who are happy with the slow train don't happen to live right next to the dump site. As I said to Kate Dry last week, she's like, well, we don't want this to become a major catastrophe. It is a major catastrophe. It is. Just because the whole city of St. Louis is not affected, the 83 families at the minimum that we know need to be moved yesterday, that's a catastrophe for them. And there's at least what Congressman Clay's office say. We've identified 1,000 families. I bet that guy kind of got a chewing out because now it's out in the air that we know there's 1,000 families. But this gaslighting, folks, do we hear anything about St. Louis on the television ever? Has the television news or even the mainstream radio news ever talked about what's going on in St. Louis? Not once. This is the journey, and this is why I'm saying, if you people of St. Louis, honestly, you want these people to help you get your tents, pack up food, and place yourself right in front of their offices and refuse. Now, you know what the interesting part about that is? Since the Unpatriot Act, another act which we probably will not be able to revoke, which needs to be revoked, they can just arrest us. They can come in here and do whatever they want with us. How do you think they killed the Occupy movement? They send in the militarized police, the military. I was about to say the military, that it's the military dressed up as the police. And we're all afraid of our government now, all of us. There isn't anybody who's listening to this who isn't thinking, well, I don't know if I don't want to go sit on his doorstep. I might get arrested. Yeah, you might. But I honestly don't have the answers, and I don't know what we're going to do. Listen to this. This was a post. Honestly, I don't know these people. I'm not going to call out their names. I decided today what I'm going to do is read the post from these two Facebook pages so you guys will understand how I got compelled to help these people and to make this a very big part of what is going on. This post, interestingly enough, the way Facebook works, this is a post from December 10th that hit the very top of the page here on the Coldwater Creek, just the facts, please. Oh, check this out. Here's a post, a pinned post from January 16th, 2014. The very first one is the first, it's a pinned post so that people will not miss it. Want to add yourself or your loved ones to the health log? Please use the Survey Monkey here. So it's basically Coldwater Creek Illness Multi-Cases Survey. And this is a surveymonkey.com survey. So the people of St. Louis can identify it. This is work our government ought to have been doing and has neglected to do. So the first one that I saw when I got this idea last night, it was so sweet. Honestly, I understand her frustration. I have attended many meetings every time I leave so frustrated. I have rare cancer. Rare cancer, folks, is a signature of radioactive contamination. Right now, our government's saying, well, we don't know if it's from The foos wrapped up side where Bechtel and Monsanto use their stuff for radiation. Well, let me tell you what, rare cancers come from radiation. I grew up at 2080 East Humes. My family lived there for 30 years. Coldwater Creek was at the end of my street. I played at Beavertail Park, which the creek ran through. Most homes on my street have someone with cancer. I am sick to death of the health concerns being downplayed. Amen, sister. Exposure to radioactive waste leads to illness. It baffles me why this is not a fact. How can meeting after meeting, the concerns of very sick people being ignored? I realize there is a health study in progress, but it is years from being completed. The involvement of the ATSDR is just another government agency moving at a snail's pace to address health concerns. It baffles me why it has taken so long to put all the illnesses together to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that people are sick due to the exposure of this waste. It saddens me that this cause is still a grassroots effort. Why is it not being taken more seriously by the agencies who have the power to help? Why is the burden of proof being given to the exposed people? I am tired of being told to call, email, contact my senators, representatives, etc. They should already be aware of the poisoned people if they are worth a damn. More needs to be done now to help the people suffering from illnesses. Everyone in North County should know about the waste they are exposed to daily. FuseWrap continually says there is no imminent danger because it is underground. Long-term exposure will without a doubt lead to illness. Wake up and accept that as a fact. I have done everything that has been recommended. I feel none of it has made a difference. Everything moves at a snail's pace. I am now worried how many more people will become sick before anything is done that will truly make a difference. God bless everyone dedicated to this cause. May change come soon. When I got home from the radio, from the airport last night, and I traveled for a week, I came home quite late. I had this idea on the airplane, and I'm just going to go there and gather up because all week long I'd been thinking that I was just going to read from the Westlake Landfill web, Facebook page and the Coldwater Creek Just the Facts Facebook page. This popped up and this speaks to me exactly. Except I know why we don't do it. Because the nuclear industry basically runs the government. Let's just put it clearly. The NRC right now, Senator Barbara Boxer has asked the NRC for documents regarding San Onofre closure, which they have denied to give her. And she has no method to force them to give her the documents. So who has power? Our senators or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission? When the Nuclear Regulatory Commission can look a senator in the eye and say, sorry, we're not giving you information that you require, even though you're supposed to be overseeing us. We're not giving it to you. And they're not giving it to us for over a year, folks. It's been a year. So it's been 5 years with you people in St. Louis. Well, all the people in St. Louis, 5 years that I've known, that I was able to read about. This person's sentiments are real. And it is, I find it to be unconscionable that Congressman William Lacy Clay, Senator Claire McCaskill, Senator Roy Blunt, even Senator Ann Wagner, and the other Senator, and the other, I mean, Congresswoman Ann Wagner and Congressman Lacy Clay. I honestly don't understand how any of those congresspeople, all of them, all the Missouri representatives, are not freaked out. I read a story that the Republic Services is now fighting back. I read this Friday. For $100,000, they gave $50,000 to the state Senate Republican Party campaign and $50,000 to the state, I think it's called Representatives campaign. for the Republicans. And so for $100,000, the Republicans are just willing to get on the band show and say, hey, this is all in your head. It's not nothing. And, our elected officials, well, we've got legislation going that will help it. But in the meantime, they're doing nothing to help the people of St. Louis. And why is that? Because they know if they help one family, it's going to cause a line of litigation and it's going to have a lot more people saying, hey, I live here next to this leaking dump site and I live here next to all of these nuclear dump sites. It has been grotesquely neglected, all of them. So we probably have sick people all over this nation. Cancer's an epidemic. So listen to this one. My husband works for the railroad and worked for years on Berkeley Rail Yard that was alongside the Coldwater Creek. He now suffers from debilitating Crohn's disease. He told me many guys who worked on this contaminated soil have died of cancer or autoimmune diseases. Some of them have been sued and settled for huge mon some of them have sued and settled for huge monetary amounts from the railroad. So the railroad understands this stuff. They have been quietly removing the quote hot unquote soil, replacing it on rail cars and taking it to Yucca Mountain. This cover up is real, and there are so many victims. So they've been taking it to Yucca Mountain. So imagine that. They're moving radioactive waste clandestinely along the rail cars, exposing how many more people, just like I said just now. So there's another person under the same feed post, and I'm going to read this because this is amazing. My best friends and I played in the creek almost every day growing up. Now you go by the same creek, and it is all fenced up with a warning, in quotes on me. It's not a warning, it's radioactive waste. It's just a warning, stay out. One has severe Crohn's disease and has to get surgery almost monthly. He is in and out of the hospital more than anyone I know. Another has seizures all the time. Both are unable to work. Oh my God, we are all in our early 30s. Honestly, I think maybe I'm going to organize a sit-in at my own senator's offices. I mean, honestly, our elected officials, and you guys need, Jay Nixon's office needs to know this federal state of emergency needs to happen. And, again, I'm going to tell you what, I mean, people call me superstitious, but I really believe in the power of prayer. And I think part of our prayers is not just blessing St. Louis and protecting the citizens. My prayer is, and I have really begun to add this to my prayers, to get these elected officials to change their minds. We need to work on their hearts and their minds, folks. And I believe that the energy of our prayers can change their minds and they can open up and start having the courage to go up against the nuclear industry, who obviously have no problem killing people. So maybe that's why our elected officials are so compliant. Maybe they have literally gotten coerced, subtle threats that if they go up against them, something's going to happen to their kids or to themselves directly or to their families. I don't doubt it. The new Republic Services has no problem watching people post on this page, and I guarantee you on these two pages, they do this all the time. They come and look and see what everybody's saying. They're taking names and counting heads, folks. Thanks to the Unpatriot Act, that's perfectly legal. And I refuse to call it the Patriot Act. Let me just put it to you this way. I'm picky about words. Although, again, I'm trying to stop cussing because I am picky about words. So, that's the downside to being on alternative radio. On our station, UCY.TV, if anybody's listening to our station, you can hear a range of people. We have a gentleman who has a show called Character Matters, very mild-mannered. I think he calls himself conservative, but soft-spoken to someone on the other end of the spectrum who cusses every third word. So we have a lot of freedom on alternative radio and a lot of different ideas. So if you ever come to our radio station and you hear an idea on a radio show that you don't at all agree with, don't just judge the whole station. The point is to get lots of different voices out there. Back to your issue here. So check this out. There is another gentleman. I'm going to read again from the Coldwater Creek because really, Coldwater Creek really does make me angry. The idea that they put a warning around a park at the end of the street saying warning, and they don't hang up a nuclear sign telling people it's not just regular waste, it's nuclear waste. And then on the same street, they're allowing human beings to live and grow up and people to live right there and children to ride their bikes past who may not even, who could care less. I mean, a lot of kids, you tell them you can't go into some place, and guess what? That's the first place they go. So here we have another person on the Coldwater Creek, just the facts, please, page. I grew up in Florissant, I think that's called what it's called, Florissant, near Coldwater Creek. As kids, myself, sister, and cousins played there in the summer every day. Our family lived next door to my aunt, uncles, and my two cousins. My other aunt, uncle, and my three cousins lived behind us. My mother and father and myself have had cancer. My father died of cancer. Both my aunt and uncle next door died from brain cancer. My aunt and uncle that lived behind us died from cancer. And my cousin, their son, dealing with cancer for the second time. That makes 8 out of 13 relatives, including myself, in a one block area that have had or died of cancer. No one can tell me that we have not been victims of the contamination of that creek. Let me tell you what, this story resonates over and over and over again. Facts don't matter to murderers. They don't care. And frankly, Republic Services, and I'm going to say it straight out, they need to change their hearts and minds and listen to these stories. You know why? Just like that article said on Friday, they don't want to acknowledge it because they know the remediation, just the remediation is going to cost them $400 million, if not more than that. If they really get into it and accept their responsibility, those people that are living and the owner, Bill Gates, isn't Bill Gates one of the big owners? I mean, Bill Gates has enough money to come in and move every one of these families today. Come in today. So, honestly, as we move into the Christmas week, folks, I'd say let's add into our prayers, not just include protecting the families of St. Louis and help them find the healing that they need. But let's include in our prayers to change the hearts and minds of our elected officials, of Jay Nixon, to declare a state of emergency, of the people running Republic Services, of that woman who is actually the spoke Techman. Isn't that her name, Techman? I read this in the article Friday. She's on a $1,500 a month salary, and she's berating the moms of St. Louis on Twitter. When I saw that, a tear actually welled up in my eyes. Like, for $1,500 a month, she's willing to berate people whose children are dying of cancer. We need to change her heart, and I bet you, 2 to 1, that woman calls herself a Christian, which frankly is the reason why I refuse to identify as a Christian. When George Bush stole the election in 2000 and nobody stood up, it was obvious he stole the election, which has now been proven. And the Christian community refused to call him out. I basically said, if that's Christian, count me out of that one. Like, no, thanks. So I'm going to go to the Westlake Landfill page and see, just I'm just going to scroll down and read what they say here because it is unbelievable. Hey, there's a new page, Vintage St. Louis. So I'm going to like this page and go to it later, folks. So on the Westlake Landfill, listen to this. This is a comment under this. Someone posted the Vintage St. Louis Facebook page. The title of it says, "The Greater St. Louis Citizens Committee for Nuclear Information announced a study of baby teeth for traces of fallout. By 1963, St. Louis children had sent in 132,000 teeth. And the study showed levels of radioactive isotope strontium 90 were 50 times higher in kids born after 1950. The study helped convince President Kennedy to agree to the 1963 treaty ending above ground tests. The study continued until 1970, the slow train again. So, you know what happened actually? This is one of the things that was really bizarre. This study not only convinced President Kennedy not to end, not only to end the above ground tests, he announced that he was going to shut down the nuclear industry for public use until we understood it. He wanted us to, he was taking Dr. John Goffman's recommendations very seriously, that we nuclear energy is a new technology that probably will save us, save humanity in the future, but it was so dangerous we needed to stop all testing, stop all use of it, don't do any nuclear power plants, just shut it all down till we totally understood it for public use. And I'm not saying it that's why, but he was killed 3 months later. So I think they're pretty serious. Here's another person who posted, my dad's two oldest brothers were born in 1950 and 53. Both of them have been dead for years. We got no explanation as to what happened. They both went to Hazelwood Central and hung around Coldwater Creek. I am 32 from fluorescent and have a huge brain tumor removed last year. Exposure to radiation is what the neurosurgeon told me was likely a cause. Thank God that neurosurgeon said that, because now it's in her medical records. Oh my gosh. And I honestly, we're heading into Christmas, so you're going to tell me that Senator Roy Blunt, Senator Claire McCaskill, all these elected representatives in Missouri can actually celebrate Christmas this week and praise God and thank God for sending us Jesus Christ and tell themselves that they're Christians while they're allowing the people in their own districts who put them in office to be sick and die. They see these pages. They guarantee they see this history. For them to take the slow train is unconscionable in my view. I am seriously like I can't, I am really, I don't know, I'm heartbroken and speechless at the inhumanity of our elected officials. You know, okay, here's another one. There's a here, hopefully, you know, I'm not going to read the whole story, but this is another post. Would anyone like to assist in applying for this, announcing request for proposals? Fiscal year 2016 Environmental Workforce Development and Job Training Grants Guidelines. Wow, for the US EPA, where you can get each Environmental Workforce Development and Job Training Grant may be funded up to $200,000 over a 3 year period. You know what's bad about that is it keeps you in St. Louis for 3 years. You're expected to go there and work in there. Wow. These grants are provided to eligible entities, including nonprofit organizations, to develop environmental programs that retrain, recruit, and place unemployed and underemployed residents of communities affected by brown fields and other environmental contaminants with skills needed to secure full-time, sustainable employment in the environmental field and the assessment of cleanup work taking place in their communities. In other words, come work for us. Come work for the offenders, and we'll pay you. We'll provide you. Honestly, this is what makes me really mad. You know how people in the nuclear industry end up working them for 50, 60 years, 30 years? Because these people pay them big money. Up in Hanford, people get paid quite well. They love their jobs, they view it as aid to our country. But you know what happens when somebody who's involved in the nuclear industry does any kind of whistleblowing or tries to go to their employer and say, hey, this is really going to cause contamination, or we're not doing this right, or we're not doing that right. They literally end up in the basement doing nothing for months. Radcast has a whistleblower. There was a man, oh gosh, I wish I remembered his name, but there was a man up in Hanford who was a whistleblower. He lived in the basement literally for months at Hanford before they fired him. He knows a lot of inside stuff. And what this is about is teaching people to sit down and shut up and continue working in a completely contaminated environment and working there. It is an outrage. This is our country, folks. So we really do need to use the power of prayer. You know, we really, really must change their hearts and minds. We're not going to get them with facts. So here's another person. How sweet is this? Thank you, tour to our federal elected officials' office. Please keep making those calls to get bills H.R. 4100 and 2306, Senate Bill 2306 passed. We need everyone's help. Transferring the landfill to the Army Corps of Engineers fuse ramp is vital to the health and safety of our communities and environment. Yes, it is, but you know what else? We need people who are living in close proximity to that to be moved. We don't have time, folks. I personally, I am spinning meals, and I live in Oregon. So I'm going to keep reading. Listen to this. I don't know what this means, so it's because I haven't gone to all these meetings. So I'm just going to read it, and hopefully you guys will understand what this means. For anyone interested in leachate levels, there are six risers where this is measured. Risers 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the S quarry, 5 and 6 in the north, and the south quarry. Wow. So they're measuring all around, folks. This was published on the Westlake Landfill page by Donna Clock, which is one of the administrators of the page. And it's dnr.mo.gov. I'm dumbfounded, you know. Wow. I'm going to keep scrolling down the page on these pages, and I'm just going to share with you information. Oh, here's a Bill Gates story. Bill Gates pledges his $58 billion fortune to charity rather than to his children. So now we know. And this person says, I know a charity, Bridgeton, Maryland Heights families. Exactly, Mr. Bill Gates. You know why they get to do their fortune to charity? Because then they get to make it non-taxable. It's a tax. And it's not even, it's 58 billion pounds. Yes, that's even more than in dollars. It's not 58 billion pounds. It's 58 bill. It's more than that. Multiply the pound in, American money. Here's another post. Doris Ahrens, my mother, lived in Florissant from 1964 to 2001 when she died from liver cancer. She had autoimmune hepatitis for 20 years, which culminated in cancer. We lived a half a block from the creek and had flooded the basement until my parents had a covered trench installed. My mother also did a lot of gardening in our yard. My dad filled out the survey on her behalf at least a year ago. Here's a post. Hey everyone, in order for this is read this. This was posted in this one. Cancer. Hey everyone, in order for the CDC to investigate, there needs to be evidence of quote cancer clusters, unquote. This is defined as similar types of cancer in a given period of time in a specific area. If you, your child, or loved one grew up in the area and has been affected, please post your name, date of diagnosis, type of cancer, and current status. This will help those who are trying to build a case. So people are going on this feed, on this one line of feed saying, here's one. I mean, Lord, there's 1,040 posts on this. There are th oh, 1,040 people have so far posted their illnesses in this community. And the CDC is not aggressively taking action. So people wonder why I'm going on the air and calling our public officials, and believe you me, I'm going to keep calling them until we get a state of emergency declared. Maybe what I ought to do next week is this Friday is call the White House. Maybe I'll do that. Because the people from St. Louis did meet. There was somebody, I remember reading an article, in the White House, at least talking to the president about the fires in St. Louis. And you know what? They know about this. This is the unconscionable act of the nuclear industry. They know all these facts, all these cancers. They know. They know. This is not. It's not a secret, and they can't, they are denying it because that is the 90% rule. I think I explained that to you before. Dr. John Goffman studied the people of Hiroshima in Japan and after for 20 years, and he said basically the United States military, the nuclear cartel, and the United States government underreport the negative effects of radiation by 90%, and they deny that radiation causes harm. And frankly, I can't help but be angry and think that, the anti-nuke movement people have worked on wanting to be liked by our elected officials. They're trying to take the insider's route. And I think it's a very ineffective method. I mean, since the Unpatriot Act, I get it. It is much more of a greater challenge to face the government and stand up to them. But our inaction is only because we have decided that the decisions to ignore all of this have already been made. And frankly, they probably have already been made. That does not mean we cannot get them to change their minds. And I don't believe in being hostile. We need to change them with love. When my intro says love is greater than fear, the people in our elected officials are living afraid. They are afraid to face this. They are afraid to face these 1,040 families just on this one site, this one feed site. They're afraid to talk to all these people. My father died of pancreatic cancer at 63. My mother had MS. My brother, colon cancer. I've had cervical and now lupus. So these are real human beings that our elected officials are afraid to face. They are afraid to face them because what's going to happen? They've been denying it for 70 years. The Manhattan Project waste has been there for 70 years. The nuclear cartel, the nuclear industry, the military didn't even tell anyone that we had nuclear waste for 20 years. They just dumped all that site right next to the airport and didn't tell anybody for 20 years, folks. So now we have all these cancers, all this death, and you know what? They're using the people of St. Louis and their good-heartedness and their Christian's attitude of not wanting to cause trouble and their love of our country. And I really believe this is why I'm not going to give up. And I'm not a radical, but I'm an American and I'm a human being. I'm a human being first. And I love our planet and I love our people. And I have a big heart, and honestly, I've never met any of these people. I've barely talked to any of them. And they're so sweet. It's very difficult for me to get people to come on the radio to talk about this. They're afraid of talking publicly. And they're afraid of sounding like an idiot. But you know what? You know who the idiots are? Let's not be name-calling, but we know who they are. It's not the people of St. Louis who might get tongue-tied on the radio. That doesn't matter. What matters is we have children, we have people, parents dying at an early age. It's such an outrage. Christmas is coming, you guys, and these people call themselves Christians, and we're letting them call themselves Christians. We've been gaslit to the point where we're beginning to doubt it. They're doubting us. I mean, they're asking us, well, we have to prove it. The citizens of St. Louis are being told they have to prove their illnesses. We have to take all these different, we're going to do all these tests. It is a form of mental abuse. Which is why, frankly, I could not pursue calling people this week. I just couldn't. Because the people of St. Louis have been mentally abused so much. They deserve to just enjoy the holidays and just be together with their families, whether they're Christians or not. The holidays really are about just starting the new year, appreciating each other, loving each other, gathering together at the probably the coldest time of the year and looking forward to the new spring and the new year. And the denial of the abusers. That's where this government is at. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that the previous abuse incidents ever occurred. This is exactly what they're doing by saying, prove to us that you guys have got it. We've got to have the CDC do this, da 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 da. In the meantime, people are dying. So we do need to pray. We do need to pray that we're going to change the hearts and minds of our elected officials. And we need to take action. And the reason I say do sit-ins is because, man, you guys have been in St. Louis for 5 years doing exactly what the quote proper way. We don't want to be radicals. We don't, but you know what? How many more children are going to have to get cancer? How many children are going to have to die? How many people are going to have to lose their parents or get cancer themselves and be afraid to even talk about it? I mean, wow. I'm not going to give up on St. Louis, and I'm not going to stop. Last Friday, when my Skype was removed from my computer, I woke up on Saturday to do an interview. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. I was freaked out. All of a sudden, the Skype was removed from my computer. And, this is the hard part. We live in a country now where the government can just come into your house, take a sneak and peek. They can log into your computer and see anything that they want. They know your ISP number. We all accept this. This is just the new state of living in the terrorist, I call it the police state. I honestly reject that idea. I don't believe that the terrorists are going to come here. I'm not afraid of Muslims. When I was younger, I used to follow the Baha'i faith. I was struggling and searching. And, a real Muslim would never attack anybody, just like a real Christian would never attack anybody. So those attackers are not Muslims. Those attackers are not Christians. Those attackers are psychopaths. That's what they are. They're killing people. And frankly, just like Republic Services, just like Republic Services, just like that woman, frankly, I find that woman's comments telling the Just St. Louis moms, the moms, Just Moms STL in her tweet, what did she say? Your reality show is over. You can go home now. That is a sociopathic statement. And I pray that God will cure her heart. Because honestly, that's an outrage. And I'm going to be on the radio every Monday, folks. And I hope to interview people. And I want people to talk about their story and what their medical stories and what happened and what they've done if they've been, I mean, all of these people obviously have been showing up at meetings, talking to their elected officials, and they're not hearing it. So why is it that we can give money to Saudi Arabia? How is it that we can give Bechtel? We have the money to give Bechtel and Halliburton, Monsanto, Toyota, all of these BP. We can give them subsidies up the yin yang. But we can't find the money to move these families around the St. Louis dump site. How is that? Or the, Westlake Landfill or the Coldwater Creek. How is it that we allow the EPA to just put up a warning sign around the creek, a warning sign without a nuclear sign? If they had a nuclear sign listed around there, and I would suggest that the people of St. Louis, someone build your own warning signs and go put them up that there's radiation there. Paint some radiation signs and put them around because guess what? The government is not going to do it. Maybe that's what you guys need to do is you need to like paint instead of just saying, oh, we live here, but paint radiation signs in your front yard and take a big picture. I mean, obviously, we're going to have to shame these people. Personally, I don't want to shame anybody. I feel a bit of compassion for our elected officials, frankly, the ones that have been working on this and know it's a problem. I don't doubt for a second that they are coerced, that their lives are being threatened. Not for a, I don't, I mean, there's no proof, but what's the answer? Why are they willing to just ignore these families? What's that all about? And it all comes down to money. They're sitting inside those committee meetings going, if we do this, if we declare a state of emergency, then we're going to have to accept the money. Then we're going to have the federal government's going to, it's going to mandate that the federal government accept this responsibility. And then we come full on head front with the Price-Anderson Act that says there is complete indemnity for anybody who causes harm, knowingly or unknowingly, in the nuclear field. So they can do whatever they want. They can kill anyone they want. And they have been for 70 years, as we're reading on these Facebook pages. My mother died of stage 4 lung cancer in 2013. We lived on Yagui Street, Yagui Drive, Florissant, Missouri. I lived on Danielle Drive, the New Post. Wow. Okay, listen to this. I lived on Danielle Drive, 63031 since 1991, approximately 5 houses up from Coldwater Creek. I own a business and work at, I don't know if I should read the address, but I will. She wrote it publicly. I own a business and work at 328 St. Francois, approximately a block away from the merge of the creek in St. Denis. I had a hysterectomy in 2012 at age 41 due to a high-grade C3 cervical tumor. No additional treatment outside of complete removal has been needed thus far. I also have lupus since 2000 and several other health issues, including a thyroid goiter, 1995, with close monitoring. Also, my former next-door neighbor, oh my God, lost her 7-year-old daughter, Marcella, due to a malignant inoperable tumor in 2005. I'm sorry to get teared up, you guys, but this stuff is hard to read, and I do not know how our elected officials do it. I believe the family still lives in Florissant and a couple of streets over from me. Several other former neighbors recently moved out of the area, thank God, also have lupus, MS, cancer, or have died of cancer. I will do my best to locate them and refer them to your page so they too may be counted. This is in that please count yourself. This is one of the 1,040 comments on the Coldwater Creek. Just the facts, please. This is what the post, original post, I'll go back to it. We would like to ask folks, please be patient when posting on our page. Last year, we added approval features when posting. This was due to a large amount of spam we were receiving. You know who sends the spam? It's the nuclear industry. That's why they do it. They do, just like, it's so sad. All of the admin in this group are volunteers, and most of us work outside the home in addition to caring for our families, attending school events. Sometimes it takes a day or two to respond. So this is such a sad post. Oh my gosh, you guys. I have a hard time with this. Cancer. This is to add your list to the CDC list. You know what I find amazing? Why don't we have a Dads of St. Louis? What, I mean, really honestly, why is it the moms? Why are the dads willing to watch their children get cancer? Why are the dads being silent? Where's all these people of St. Louis? Why is it just the moms of St. Louis? How is it that an elected official's office and the is connected, is refusing to acknowledge this? Why is it? I mean, I don't remember the details, and it's probably because I'm tired, but I remember reading that this woman who worked for Republic Services, her son works for some elected office in the Senate of Missouri. Or the elected offices of Missouri. How is it that these people are willing to be coerced and forget about the families of St. Louis? I'm not going to forget about the families of St. Louis. And to the families of St. Louis, I say, you know what, you guys? Put your courage feet on and let's pray. Let's pray to change their minds. We can change their hearts and minds. It's not just giving them the facts. We need to focus on changing their hearts. And I really do believe in the power of prayer. On the power, I guess they call it meditation, the non-Christians. But we can change their hearts and minds. The remediation legislation, it'll get passed. But let's get the families of St. Louis moved away from this danger zone right away. Put your courage feet on. We'll talk to you guys soon, and Merry Christmas. So.